This is James Coover with K State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Cover crops can fit into your rotation. They can work in your fields, your soils, and for the most part with the equipment you already have. There are all kinds of cover crops and all kinds of cover cropping methods. The one thing that this past year of torrential downpours followed by months of dry weather have shown us that 1. We are likely to see more of this in the future, and 2. Bare fields means lost soil, and then the need to conserve moisture. Cover crops can be profitable and be sustainable intensification with far less overhead cost and with other methods of diversification. The cover crop drum is one that many conservationists, agronomists, and even many farmers have been beating for a long time now. The trick is starting small and finding what works with you with your existing farming practices. For corn-to-corn rotation, consider cover crops that need the warmth of the early fall planting, but won't overwinter once it gets down to the hard freeze. Spring oats work well in this situation because they die off once it gets into the 20s during December. Some types of radishes and peas will do the same, and while providing the ground cover, won't be a risk for next year's corn crop. Some clovers like crimson clover work well also. While crimson will overwinter, it easily will be killed with the spring termination, and its nitrogen fixation balances well with the leftover oat residual. For a soybean to corn rotation, cover crops can be difficult because of the short time frame. If soybean harvested happens in November, as it does some years, and with a planned corn crop planted at the end of March, that is not much that can grow in the coldest part of the winter time frame. Once again, oats and clovers stand the biggest chance of being useful, but the overall growth will be limited. Whether after soybeans or corn, and then going into corn, the use of rye, triticale, wheat, or barley is not suggested for those that are new to cover crops, though it is common for experienced cover crop growers. All of these will overwinter, and they will compete with corn if not successfully terminated, and can increase the risk of insect pressure in young corn, namely due to cutworms. However, some farmers will grow continuous soybeans, and in this case, the use of rye, wheat, and/or barley because of their ability to be seeded sometimes even past Thanksgiving. They need to be terminated either mechanically by rolling or by glyphosate before planting soybeans. If the weather was not conducive to planting in the fall, spring oats along with peas or clovers can be planted in March for some limited growth before late May or early June soybean planting. Of course, the easiest rotation for cover crops is corn going into soybeans. This longer growing season with planting in warm soils and the time in the spring to grow can fit into nearly any winter cover crop mixture. And as far as I'm concerned, yes, wheat for grain does count. If it's covering the soil, then it's protecting the soil. All of the cover crops mentioned can be grazed, and nearly all of them can be hayed as well. When it comes to cover crops, the variety is endless. My personal suggestion is to not spend a lot on fancy seed blends. A few good cheap species, preferably either a grass or brassica or a grass and legume complement is all that is needed. To help get into species selection, the Midwest Cover Crop Council has very useful, friendly decision-making tools. Your local NRCS office can be a big help too. If you are interested into looking into cover crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.